All Aunt Hagar's Children by Edward P. Jones, narrated by Peter Francis James. Disc 1.
In the Blink of God's Eye. That 1901 winter, when the wife and her husband were still new to Washington, there came to the wife, like a scent carried on the wind, some word that wolves roamed the streets and roads of the city after sundown. The wife, Ruth Patterson, knew what wolves could do. She had an uncle who went to Alaska in 1895 to hunt for gold, an uncle who was devoured by wolves not long after he slept under his first Alaskan moon. Still, the night, even in godforsaken Washington, sometimes had that old song that could pull Ruth up and out of her bed, the way it did when she was a girl, across the Potomac River in Virginia, where all was safe and all was family. Her husband, Aubrey, always slept the sleep of a man not long out of boyhood and never woke. Hearing the song call her from her new bed in Washington, Ruth, ever mindful of the wolves, would take up their knife and pistol and kiss Aubrey's still hairless face and descend to the porch. She was well past 17, and he was edging toward 18, a couple not even 7 whole months married. The house and its twin next door was always quiet, for those city houses were populated mostly by country people, used to going to bed with the chickens. On the porch, only a few paces from the corner of 3rd and L Streets northwest, she would stare at the gaslight on the corner and smell the smoke from the hearth of someone's dying fire, listening to the song and remembering the world around Arlington, Virginia.